What do you call an insect with a long, thin body and filmy wings that flies over ponds or lakes? It's got this kind of, you know, long wing. It's got a real skinny body and long wings, and they're kind of, you can see through them a little bit. They're real thin.
I know what you're talking about, but I can't call the name of it. The little thing that always lighting on my pool when I go fishing.
Well, might you call it a, let me see, a dragonfly or a mosquito hawk or a snake doctor, snake feeder?
It's a mosquito hawk.
Okay. What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and that some people say doesn't sting?
Dirt dog?
Okay. What do you call nuts that ripen underground?
Peanuts.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say the boy, what, his father?
He's like his father, featured like his father.
Okay. If the boy's behavior is similar to his father's, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
He had a disposition like his father.
Okay. What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth who isn't a nurse?
Called a midwife.
Okay. If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
I don't know. They call so many.
So many. Well, give us a few of them.
I can't think. I won't do the tell no.
Oh, go ahead and say it. If you think of it,
no,
say it.
I can't think of it.
Well, might you call him a city dude or a slicker?
Yeah, some of them. Yeah, they call him that, lots of them.
Use both of those words?
Yeah, use both of those things.
Okay. If a country person goes into town, what might the city people call him
the
behind his back?
Same thing.
Same thing. Okay. All right, how do you normally refer to a member of your own race?
Yeah, I can't get that together either. We'll have to skip over that because I can't get it together.
Okay, well, you might say, I am a what person?
Colored person.
Okay. All right, there are some words that some people might use to refer to members of your race that you wouldn't like and that aren't complimentary.
Uh-huh.
Do you know
any
of them?
Especially nigger.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't like that.
Okay.
They don't mind calling them negro, but when they say some of them is called nigger, they get mad.
Yeah. Okay, well, how would you normally refer to a person like me whose skin is white?
I don't have that kind of disposition. I can't tell you nothing about that.
Well, like, would you say a white person, maybe,
yeah,
or a wasp?
Yeah, a white person.
Okay. Suppose you were angry with a member of my race and wanted to call that person something insulting. What would you say?
I don't do things like that. I can't tell you.
Okay. All right, suppose a man had a fishing rod that he liked very much and his young son carelessly broke it. You might say that the man got awfully what about it?
Angry.
Okay. Suppose you have been working very hard all day. By nighttime, you might say, man, I'm really what?
Ah.
Okay. All right.
Now, there's different words for it, but you know, pushed something, I get tired on. Push the fag down. First one word and another, you know, for
they all mean the same thing.
They all mean the same thing.
Okay. If a person has a sick feeling down here, you would say that he feels sick where?
In his stomach.
Okay. And having to do with the same question, if the school nurse sent a little boy home early because he was what at school?
Sick.
Uh-huh.